Hello, West Liberty. This is Deuce, and you're listening to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Today, I'm in the studio with Christiane for the first interview in the series Passionately Vocal for DMD 204, audio production for media. And this is the Meet the Person in My Class interview. Christiane is currently a digital media design major and a sophomore here at West Liberty University. Christiane, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Just woke up.
All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit today about, firstly, I want to get to know some of the academic things here at West Liberty that you're involved with. And then second, in the second half of this interview, we'll talk a little bit more about some personal interests, hobbies, things like that. So let's start off. You're a digital media design major here on campus. What's that like?
I think it's really fun so far because you pretty much get to learn about, like, a little bit of everything, and I feel like it's just really fun because I like learning about a bunch of different programs. Like, so far I've learned like Photoshop, Illustrator, for blanking on the video editing right now.
Premiere Pro?
Yeah. That one, and then there was another one, I can't remember it, but I only used it like one time in like my freshman year, so irrelevant as far as I'm concerned right now. But all of them, it's really fun. I really like learning about all of them. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't like this one, or I hate using this one. I pretty much like using all of them, to be honest. I just think all of them are really fun to play with, especially, I think Illustrator is really fun, to be honest. I really want to just, like, play with it, like, for funsies, but I've been so busy with my actual schoolwork that I haven't been able to.
Yeah, right. That is an interesting thing with, like, academics when you're in an art major. It's like, because art's supposed to be fun.
I wish I could do something fun, but I got to do this right now.
Yeah, I've got to do work art, which is interesting. But, yeah, so it sounds like it's really kind of a jack-of-all-trades program a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever find that there's any, like, difficulty trying to keep up in different classes because you're bouncing around to different subjects all the time?
For this particular semester, not really, because I just, I have my advanced computer graphics class, and then I have my web design class, and it's like two completely different things, so it doesn't get like too complicated. But like in my like first year as a freshman, it did get sort of like burnt outish with especially having like intro to computer graphics, and then having like 2D foundation design, and then having drawing one, like having all of those out at the same time, and then it's like all I ever do is design things.
Right. Well, you're also a sophomore up here on campus. What's it like being in your second year, almost halfway there?
Pretty exciting. I'm very proud of myself for coming this far, because I'm the first one in my family to go to college. And as far as I'm concerned, it's just bragging rights against my brothers. Because only one of my brothers went to college. He's my oldest brother. And he went there for like a week.
Yeah.
He came right back.
That's fun. Yeah. So, as a DMD major, do you have any idea what kind of jobs you're looking to get into after school?
I'm not like 100% sure what exactly I'm going to do. Like, I don't have a solid plan, but I do lean towards more like the video editing stuff. I like to do something more in line with that, cause that's like the funnest thing I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think like out of all of the medias, I like, video like the most. I like movies and TV shows and all that kind of stuff the most compared to like art.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. So, you decided to move off campus, right?
Yeah.
Your second year. What's that like?
It's been pretty chill because my first semester I was in a dorm room and I was with my two best friends, and then we all decided to move into, can't remember what they're called right now. It's one of the houses near the Flammy Dollar, but anyways, we decided to go there with another friend we made on campus, and living together has like been really nice. Like, we all get along and everything. We all like share the chores.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's been, like, really fun. Commuting hasn't been that hard because I'm so close to campus, so it's not like I get up too early. I mean, I'm still mad that I have to get up, like, 10 minutes earlier, but
I get over it. How's the parking?
The first day, I will say, I showed up to class late because I couldn't find a parking spot because I did not get up early enough. I was really sad about that. But I don't have trouble finding parking now.
Okay.
I'm, like, used to, like, the sort of when spots are open and stuff.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, so you are a commuter, but you're originally from 3 hours away, right?
Yeah. So 3 hours away, I'm from Mill Creek, but, like, 90% of people don't know where that is, so I just usually tell people I'm from Elkins because that's easier because more people know where Elkins is. But it's, like, 20 minutes away from Elkins. And then, like, it's such a small town, and they have their own, like, grade school and high school and stuff, and it's, like, it's connected. It's like the bull pups and the pool dogs, so that's kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a really small high school, and everyone knew each other, and I freaking hated it.
Yeah.
Because of that, I hated knowing everyone.
Yeah. West Liberty's not an extremely large school, but...
Yeah, it was actually, like, overwhelming the first time I got here because I am used to so little people. But now I'm used to this amount of people, and now, like, I realize it is small.
Mm-hmm.
But when I first got here, I was like, too many people.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I also graduated with, like, 7 kids in my class, so I was like, oh, this is an adjustment
to get used to
this many people here. All right, well, we're going to go to a quick break real quick, and then we will be right back for the second half of this interview with Christiane, so stay tuned.
Hey, ChatGPT, generate me a script for WGLZ 91.5 FM.
Oh, that's such a wonderful and creative idea.
I'm absolutely thrilled to help you craft something amazing.
Now, before we begin, I have several questions to ensure we create the most optimal
for your specific needs.
Nah, let's get back to the music on WGLZ 91.5 FM, West Liberty's positively vocal college radio station.
Hello, West Liberty. This is Deuce, and you're listening to WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Today, I'm in the studio with Christiane for the second half of our interview. In the first half, we discussed mostly academics, but in the second half, we're going to get to know Christiane a little bit more personally. So, Christiane, while we were talking over the break, you told me that you enjoy a few different hobbies. I want to get into the first one, because I think we found something to talk about here. Let's talk about some video games.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, we were talking about Pokemon.
Yeah.
Right?
I am so passionate and both hating and loving it. It's incredible.
What do you mean by that?
So, I was so young when I got into Pokemon. Like, I really liked the anime when I was a kid. And then, like, Pokemon was my first ever video game. Because, like, a 3DS was my first ever console. And it was for, I think, my birthday. I got it for my birthday, not Christmas. But, and then, like, I always fell in love with Pokemon my entire life. Like, Pokemon has been a huge part of me. I have so much merch. I was known as the crazy Pokemon kid of school. I got bullied for it and everything. And then it's, like, the modern games, like, went downhill. So it's, like, a hate and love relationship where, like, I always love it. And unfortunately, I'll probably always, at least sometimes, buy the games.
Yeah.
But, like, the games are just getting worse to worse, and it makes me really sad because it's a franchise that I love.
Yeah, we were talking about this most recent game, which I thought looked really cool because they were changing the battle system.
Oh, yeah, like, I was so excited for it, too.
Yeah, I thought it looked really cool, but then, like, what'd you say?
The, like, graphics and the glitches.
Graphics and glitches.
They're so bad.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's crazy. But yeah, I mean, I played Pokemon also growing up my whole life. Was a big fan. Very disappointed in where it's at now. But
yeah.
It's okay. Sometimes you gotta let things go, I guess.
Yeah, that does feel like what it feels like. It's like it's time. It's like I don't want it to be time, but I think it might be time.
Yeah. All right. Any other video games you want to discuss while we're on air here?
You know what? Since you're giving me an excuse to talk about it, Silksong. I love it so dearly. For anyone who doesn't know, because maybe even you don't know, Hollow Knight is a Metroidvania that came out like years ago, and it like blew up the indie game world. And I love it so dearly, and it made me fall in love with Metroidvanias, and it got me to other Metroidvanias. And they announced years ago that they were going to make a sequel called Silksong, and now, years later, Silksong has finally come out, and I've been barely able to play it because of school.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I saw some stuff online about that. It's been like 7 years or something like that,
and
right?
I've been waiting all those years.
Yeah. Well, I know you said you haven't gotten to play very much of it because of school. Is it fun so far?
Oh, it's incredible. I'm, like, only in the first half of it. I don't even know how long it is because I've been avoiding spoilers like crazy.
Yeah.
So I know barely anything about it, even though it's been out for a while now. But so far, it's been really fun.
Nice.
Like, it's even better than Hollow Knight. And in my mind, Hollow Knight was a masterpiece, so.
Yeah, I think it won, like, some Game of the Year awards or something, right?
I'm not sure. I know that people were arguing if it was going to win or if another game was going to win. I don't remember what the other game is called, but both of the games were indie games, so people were like, this is incredible.
Yeah. You also said you enjoy TV shows. Do you want to talk about what kind of TV shows? What's your favorite TV show?
It changes sometimes.
Yeah.
But a TV show that I think about a lot is BoJack Horseman. I'm not joking either. See, that's what's crazy.
That's awesome.
I am 100% serious. That show has stuck with me on a different level.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I feel like, because the entire themes were about, like, narcissists and stuff, how BoJack is one, and, like, how he was raised, and, like, not using that as an excuse for being a crappy person. And how, like, everyone in the show has been through something, but, like, not everyone is, like, BoJack, in a sense.
Yeah.
I like dissecting it. Mm-hmm. I love talking about it. Just because I think the writing of it is so good, and the emotional beats are really good.
Yeah.
But then, like, I mainly watch, like, animated shows, but, like, other shows that I like that are less intense would be, like, Gravity Falls.
Oh, I loved Gravity Falls.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a good show. I hope they bring it back.
Yeah, they've been, they're like, we're going to bring it back, and they've been saying that for years.
Yeah. They actually did that with Phineas and Ferb, which I was surprised about.
Oh, yeah, I heard it came back. Have you seen any of it?
I've watched, like, the first two episodes of the new reboot. Or I guess it's not a reboot, it's just a continuation.
Yeah.
But it was all right. It was the same. It was Phineas and Ferb.
Phineas and Ferb?
Yeah, I mean, it was wild. It was kind of weird.
They brought Amazing World of Gumball back. And me and my friends were so excited because we love Amazing World of Gumball. We're like, this is why our humor is so broken, because of the Amazing World of Gumball.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's just not as funny.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why. We watched, like, multiple episodes, too.
Yeah.
We were so sad.
That is sad. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that is about our time. So I'm going to go ahead and get us back to the music here on WGLZ 91.5 FM. Thank you so much for listening.